Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tip of the Day. This is ENVP Linda Parker, and I'm so excited on the line to have my sponsor and dear friend, ENVP Cecilia Stoll. She is the number one income earner in the company and always shares so much with all of us and is really going to set us up to take 2014 to be an amazing year. So I'm so excited to introduce our special guest and to hear from ENVP Cecilia Stoll. Cecilia?
Thank you so much, Linda, and thank you for doing these calls for us. They have been so awesome to keep us focused in the month of December, and it's been so great to hear from so many amazing leaders. So thank you for putting these calls on and sharing them with all of us. And it's the very end of 2013. I cannot believe how time flies. And 2014 is going to be here in no time. And personally, I love when the year kind of ends because I get a new journal, I set new goals, and I feel like I have the opportunity to get a clean slate in some areas of my life. And it's always great to start new. And so as we end this year and we get ready to face a new year, one of the things that I love is that we have the opportunity to reinvent ourselves. And a lot of things that I do, you know, I take inventory and I look back at what I did right, what I could have done better, and how I want to be different in the new year. And so I know that we all set all kinds of resolutions for different areas of our lives, and, you know, New Year's resolutions are all over the place, but resolutions don't really last, and you can prove that by just comparing your gym parking lot on January 2nd and then again on January 20th. It, big difference, right? Because people give up on resolutions. And the problem, I believe, is that resolutions are really only based on our desires and what we think we should do. So it's only in our heads and it's not really in our hearts. And the only way that we truly change is when we have a heart change. We make decisions in our heads, but we really carry them out when they're also in our hearts and we have a conviction about those decisions. And when it comes to this business, we are not going to succeed in this business until our hearts are in it and not just our heads. And so I want to spend just a few minutes talking a little bit about our heads and our hearts and how to get those two right for 2014, and even in the next few days, if we still have time left. I'm not sure when you're listening to this call, but for sure for 2014. So I'm going to give you two things that you need to do regarding your head and then some things that you need to do regarding your heart. So regarding your head, the very first thing that I want to encourage you to do for 2014 is commit to your team. And I would encourage you to contact your team right now and say, and I will take credit for coming up with this saying just as I was writing this training, I'm all in 2014. I'm all in 2014. So I want you to call your team and say that, whether they are already committed or not, and tell them, I'm committed to going to the top of this company, and I'm committing myself to you if you want to come with me. Let's do this together. So, and tell them, can you get 5 people in your living room who want to hear about this opportunity? And I will come, or maybe if you're new, my upline will come with me and share this business with your friends. And let's get 2014 off to a great start. Call your current business builders. Call your past business builders. Call people who are on the fence. If you're new, call the people that you're thinking about inviting to your team and tell them, I'm all in 2014. So that's the first thing that regarding your head you need to do, because once you put it out there to other people, you're kind of committed, right? Because you've said it. The second thing regarding your head, and this is the thing I talked about earlier, and I absolutely love doing this every year, is reinvent yourself for 2014. Put the past behind you. We all have things that happened this year that we wish had not happened, things we wish we had not said, or maybe things we wish we had said, or all of that. Put the past behind you and take this clean slate that's being offered to you in the form of a new year, so that you can start all over and do it better than ever. So how do you want to be known in 2014 when it comes to this business? And again, as I said earlier, we all have our spiritual goals, our family goals, our health goals, and all of that, but we're specifically on this tip call talking about business. How do you want to be known? some of the things that I've always wanted to be known for in my business is I wanted to be the most committed person on my team. I want to encourage you to make that decision that you're going to be the most committed person on your team in 2014, that you're going to stop questioning yourself or questioning this business, and that you're going to develop an unwavering belief that this business works because people are promoting to region every single month, and that you have what it takes to reach your goals. And all you have to do to believe that is to read so many of the I stories that are out there and go, oh, my gosh, this person is normal, just like I'm normal, and you have what it takes. Reinvent yourself by saying this year is going to be the year of the positive attitude, even in the middle of problems. You guys, you have to have that in every area of your life, because it's not just when you put on your Arbonne smile at a meeting, but it has to be in your personal life as well, because the way that you're living your life is filtered into your interactions with people on your team, with prospects for your business. So make this to be the year of the positive attitude for you. Make a decision that you are willing to do this until, no matter what the journey looks like. So many times people are talking about, you can go from region to nation in 6 months or from consultant to region in 4 months, and we compare ourselves to that. That is rare. That's not the norm. And so make a decision that you're going to commit until. Make a decision that you're going to be in consistent personal activity, bringing new people into this business, helping them promote, and also working your depth and all of that. Reinvent yourself by saying, I'm going to become a reader this year. I'm going to read, 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 and I'm going to grow personally and get better myself. And then treat your business as if you were going to medical school and get rid of the excuses. If you were going to medical school and you had an exam, which let's say, for example, it's your national meeting or your regional meeting, you would never say to the professor, you know what, I didn't come to take my exam because I actually was kind of in a funk that night. My kids had been grumpy. You would never do that because that would not go over. You would get a zero no matter what. So when you treat your business like you're going to medical school, your business is going to give you the things that you want from this business. Well, when you treat it like a hobby or like something you can do just in your spare time, you're not going to get rewarded for it. So that's the head. Commit to your team and reinvent yourself. Now some things to work on regarding your heart. Because, again, it's the heart that's going to help you carry out your decision. You got to believe that you were given this business as a gift from God. You were chosen to do this business, to change lives, to be an influencer. This is your vehicle to accomplish all that God has called you to do. You got to believe that in your heart. Also, regarding your heart, fall in love with the journey, the process, with what this business is doing in you. Be grateful for the struggles because it's making you better. This business has the power to transform you into the very best version of yourself. How could we not want that? How could we not be grateful for that? So learn to be grateful for your struggles because your struggles make you stronger and they make you better. And, you know, and you will be able to, as God says, comfort others with the comfort you've received. And so as you get stronger and come out on the other side, you will be a better leader for your team. Remember, I always say that every time that you climb out of the pit, the next person you sponsored gets a better upline. So you're getting better and better. Something else about your heart, don't settle. Set high goals, high expectations, and have that no matter what attitude, because there are people who desperately need this gift, desperately. If you knew somebody that had cancer and you had a bottle with the cure in it, how could you sit at home and watch TV with that bottle on your kitchen counter? You would be calling everybody you know that has cancer, and you would offer them the cure. So stop making this business about you, your fear of rejection, your fear of failure, your doubts, and start believing that you are called to do this business and that God believes that you are a vessel to change other people's lives. That's the heart. I really believe that if you truly make the commitment, I'm all in 2014, with your head and your heart, you are going to be amazed by the results. So go show the world what you're made of by putting your head and your heart into this amazing vehicle called Arbonne. The world is counting on you, guys, to make this happen. I believe in you with all of my heart. I know you can do it. So with that, I want to wish all of you the most amazing 2014. And when 2014 is over, may you look back and say, this was my best year yet. I love you all. And Linda, thank you so much for letting me share.
Oh, Cecilia, thank you so much. What a great tip, you guys. You're going to want to listen again. And she gave you the recipe for having an amazing 2014 and finishing strong here in 2013. What you do in these next few days sets you up to create all those goals and the things that you want to happen next year. So thank you so much, Cecilia. It's always amazing. And you guys, don't forget to make someone's day today.